How do we increase our results? How do we bring in more of the good stuff into our life? Today, I want to share with you a highly undervalued and underutilized skill that you can add to your daily routine effortlessly and easily. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Today, I want to talk about appreciation. Think about that word for a minute. Appreciate is increase. Think of a financial perspective. Something that's appreciating is increasing. So that is the power of appreciation. So gratitude is something that I hear talked about a lot. Also a very valuable tool. I prefer appreciation because of what it actually means. It means increase. If you're a high performer, you want to continue to find ways to increase. And the very early part of my journey is what I didn't know was all of the things that I've learned that I actually needed. What I was chasing was financial appreciation, was financial increase, financial freedom. I was in a job where my earning, no matter how much I performed, was capped. And I also just didn't have any tools. I didn't know how. So I was on a learning process. I wanted to find out how to build wealth. Well, what I actually found out was what I was actually searching for was to have more fulfillment, to have more purpose in my life. But I wanted to increase my wealth, but I also wanted to increase my performance. I knew I was capable of so much more. And I also knew there was a lot holding me back. Some of that was happening subconsciously. It was taking me on this journey for a reason. Other parts were very much conscious. So when was the last time you paused in appreciation of all that is good in your life? Too often we focus on the negative. There's a fantastic quote, where your attention goes, energy flows. So if your attention is continually going towards negativity, towards what's wrong, to all the drama, then that's where your energy is going to flow, and you're going to bring more of that into your world, because it's going to show up in how you show up, how you operate, how you talk, your body language. But if you shift to that positive focus of appreciation, not on what is going wrong, but what is going right, it's important to have an awareness around the certain things that need to be changed and improved and all those different things. But if your head is constantly focused on all the drama and all that's going wrong, well, that is where your energy will flow. So shift it to appreciation. Take a moment every day to pause. You've heard me talk about journaling. Make that part of your daily journaling practice. Just write three things to start off, three things that you're appreciative. You can always find them. Always break it down to the most simplest parts if you can't get started. The fact that you are breathing, that you are living, appreciation. But I guarantee you start this process, you'll find and you'll want to find more important and positive things to show appreciation for. And as you do it, your appreciation will increase, your results will increase, what you attract into your world will increase, it will appreciate. So as always, brutal self-assessment, blunt self-assessment, where you're at, where's your focus going at the moment? Are you focusing on the positive? Are you stuck in the drama? Are you looking at all that could go wrong? Are you focusing on all of the things that you don't love? Of all of this stuff happening in the world that, again, is out of your control, but you focus so much on? Or you're focusing on your own journey, on your own improvement, on your own growth, of all that's your own growth, of all that's good in your world. Friends, family, job, any wins you've had for that particular day, week, month, even to the very minor detail. You find 20 cents on the ground, pick it up, appreciation. It's funny, my dad used to always pick up coins whenever he's walking. He's very much an accumulator. He was a coin collector as it was. But now I know that that's actually just an important process from, like, you've been given something, don't knock it back. I used to regularly, when people offered to give me things to buy me something, I'd regularly go, it's all right, don't do it. Like, I remember knocking back people, like, at different people's places, like fancy desserts, all sorts of stuff, because I just didn't want to be a drama. I just didn't, you know, I didn't want to seem like, I don't even know why. It was just probably a pattern from a very young age, whereas I know that you're doing the other person a disservice. Someone's having generosity to give to you. Accept it. It's the same with your own appreciation for all that you've received. Start accepting it, receiving it, show appreciation. Because sometimes when we feel like we are doing so much giving and we're not getting it back, we are getting it back. We've just done a great job of blocking it off, of saying no. But when you start finding appreciation for all that you have, for all that you've been given, you'll find a way to accept more, to receive more, to increase. So that's your challenge for today. Can you come up with three things every day for the next week to be appreciative for? Pen to paper, it solidifies it in your subconscious and your conscious. Each day you'll seek to add even more impressive things to your list of appreciations. Do this and watch things grow. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.